Hey.
Are we going?
I don't know, man.
No, it's not on yet.
No, the waves are on there.
Wait, let's just wait a second.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, it's going, Craig.
Oh, okay.
It's going.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going. What?
Hey, don't yell at me.
I can't. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Hey, I'm a little confused.
What are you confused with?
Huh?
Uh-oh.
It's because, well, no, wait. We got to talk about Vix.
First, welcome.
What? To Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my gosh, I went off on a Vix tangent. We didn't even say.
I understand it's Vix, and it's paramount.
Yes, and you know,
in our households, it's paramount.
Yeah, you got to have at least a 10-gallon bucket of Vix on hand
at all times. Yep.
You know, but you know, I was down in Mexico last week.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, down
tell
in
me about it.
Cabo San Lucas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cabo Wabo. Did you go to Sammy Hagar's bar? There.
No, I was a little bit north of there.
Why
a little
else
bit
would
north
you
of
go?
There. I can't afford Cabo San Lucas.
Is it expensive?
Oh, that's
I thought Mexico was cheap.
No. They call it Gringolandia. Bring your $100 bills.
Bring your dinero.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty pricey for Mexico.
Well, how odd. I don't envision Tijuana or Nogales being that way.
No. Neither one of those. But I looked at a drink menu, and the drinks are $18 to $20 each.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the amount of Gulfstreams at the airport,
insane. In Cabo?
In Cabo, yeah.
Seriously.
They're all coming out of California, they said.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do people from California want to go there? They have the beach right there.
I don't know. Proximity. And it certainly isn't any cheaper.
No.
Yeah, but I would say it's a little bit more attractive.
Is it really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Than California?
Yeah. Well,
there's some pretty places in California.
Yeah, and then this is Cabo San Lucas is pretty. Uh-huh. The culinary scene, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it an 8.
Would you really?
Yes.
See, I wouldn't have guessed that.
No.
There wasn't street tacos.
No, the tacos were fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that kind of got it up towards the 8 part. There is one restaurant there by the name of Manta. That's done by Enrique Ovieta from Peugeot in Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
Great restaurant.
Really?
Fantastic.
It's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because
you told me about Peugeot before.
Yeah. But check this out, man. This is why I'm tripping. Yeah.
You be tripping.
I be tripping, man.
So tell me.
Horatio.
Why you be tripping?
Horatio. wait. Okay, so.
You said it twice correctly in a row.
I know.
Wow.
Man. Yeah, it's got to be the coffee.
You think so?
Yeah.
This is a delicious cup of
coffee.
This
is a good cup of coffee. What bean is this?
This is a Sumatra.
Sumatra?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Frank Sumatra?
No, Frank Sumatra.
Frank Sumatra.
Yeah, because I can't think of the other thing I was thinking of.
Well, let's do a Sammy Davis next time.
What's the sex thing, the book, Sumatra?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Kama Sumatra.
Kama Sutra.
Kama.
Chameleon,
yeah. That's
they
it.
Come and go.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, so in order to get back into the United States, you have to take a COVID test, and the test must be negative to go through customs in the United States.
So the United States make you take that test,
yes.
Not the Mexicans.
Not the Mexicans.
Okay.
And the Mexicans, they don't want you in the country if you have COVID.
True.
Yeah. So I go and I take the COVID test.
Uh-huh.
Right? And
how was that, by the way? Was it awful?
Just shoved up something up the nose.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Your nasal sphincter?
Yeah. And the poor gal that was there, you know, they told her, hey, it's going to touch your brain, so don't worry about it. And that just freaked her all out. But at any rate, I took the COVID test at 10:09.
Uh-huh.
And then at 10:16, I had the negative result. On my
really
email.
Fast in Mexico.
I know, but according to them, they took the test at 10:09, then they transported it 10 miles to the hospital.
10 miles?
Yes. And then they ran the test through their laboratory.
Okay.
And they were able to email me a negative test result within 7 minutes.
They're amazing.
Everybody says Mexicans are slow.
I disagree.
Not according to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, I'm not so sure they actually did a COVID test, but whatever it was, it got me back on the plane.
I have to talk about that. Oh, yeah. I have to talk to you about this myth.
What myth?
About Mexicans being slow.
Oh.
See, now I've noticed, so we've had some people come and do some stuff at our home.
Right.
And some are personal friends, some aren't. You know, some are just people that we've...
Associates, friends of friends.
Yeah. And it's exactly like hiring anybody else. So right. I need to dispel that myth. Some are great. Some are lazy.
Uh-huh.
Some are slow. And some are amazing.
Just like the culture here.
Yeah. It's just people are people.
So I
just had to throw that out.
Wait. We got to address this. Because okay. I don't think Mexicans are slow. I think we're too fast. Because a lot of times that culture will move at a different pace.
Uh-huh.
And that pace is often more tranquil, more peaceful, and more relaxed. Whereas the United States pace is like, hurry your ass up, get there, make it happen, get back.
I wonder what the difference is in longevity between Mexico and... See, they do have a problem with their diet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We've adopted a lot of... Well, we have... Our diet consists of
meat.
Stuff from everybody.
Meat, yeah. But you know what? I wonder if that has anything to do with erectile dysfunction.
I think it has to do with Vicks and erectile dysfunction.
Tell me about Vicks. What's the deal with Vicks in the Mexican culture?
It's the cure-all.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what it's about, because you can walk into any pharmaceutical.
Right.
And you can get virtually every drug known to man.
Any kind of medication.
Without a prescription.
Amphetamines.
You can get amphetamines?
Oh, yeah. Antibiotics.
Yeah.
Anything you need. Injections.
Cialis.
Yes. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Even at the lobby in this little town, Todos Santos, that was there, they were selling Cialis.
Would they have like a stand?
Yeah, no, in the gift shop.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
Wow. Well, yeah, I bet you're at a hotel, you're on vacation. What a better place to sell it.
Well, yeah, but you know, think about it. You go to like their version of 7-Eleven, OXXO is what it's called.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, they sell it right there behind the counter.
Really?
I think everybody fucks there.
Well, let me talk about this. So, vacation sex. What's that? Why is that better?
I think it's because there's less stress.
You think so?
Yeah, and we had a conversation about this before the podcast. Mm-hmm. And what leads to our excitement, because there's a big thing about erectile dysfunction in our society.
Yes.
And there's Cialis, there's Viagra, and there's, you know, now we're going to throw Vicks into that loop, because you read something about that, right?
Yeah, that it's supposed to help people. People think that it helps them with erectile dysfunction.
So the placebo effect.
Yeah, because it's not true. They've studied it, and there's nothing in it. The menthol is a vasodilatator. Is that the right word?
Like a dildo.
Something. It increases blood flow.
Right.
But not through that vehicle.
Okay. Okay. So this is where I'm tripping out. Okay.
Tell me where you're tripping.
So erectile dysfunction is a huge issue in America.
Yeah.
Right. It's like ADHD. Nobody had it in the 1980s, but all of a sudden in 2021, everybody's got ED and ADHD.
I think nobody talked about it.
Nobody talked. Okay.
That's my guess. I think everybody still had it.
Well, it's like gluten intolerance. Nobody was gluten intolerant until, you know, at least the 2000s.
Somebody discovered that we should be.
Right. Yeah. The poor folks, a lot of poor folks have celiac disease, which is a separate issue.
Right.
Right? But, okay, so ED.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. What causes ED?
Lack of blood flow.
No.
What the?
No.
Oh, no. Warren. What
now,
is
let me
it?
Let me ask
this,
you.
This frightens me.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you an honest question. Okay. We'll go back. We won't talk about present time, but we'll talk years ago. And you know, we've all had that one experience in the bedroom where the partner just kind of lays there and doesn't react, and you just kind of get on, do your business, and then go about your way. Right.
Right.
It's kind of
It's like
warm body sex.
Masturbation, but two people.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, with only one participating.
Right. Yes.
Right. And it's difficult at our age
to
obtain an erection under those circumstances.
Yes.
That is correct, right?
Yes.
So, is it ED?
No, that's not erectile dysfunction. That is lack of motivation. That is lack of desire. That's lack
of stimulation, right?
Yeah.
So, they're pumping all this medicine out, all these things, but we're kind of not really addressing the issue that we're just not stimulated enough. We require more stimulation at our age.
Right, but I do think that there is also an issue with that for people. And it's just, some people it goes beyond lack of stimulation.
Right.
I think some people have an actual issue with, this can't happen because if it's blood flow, if it's something, there's something medical that keeps them
that's going on,
yeah.
And that needs to be addressed. But what percentage of the people actually have that problem that are taking all this ED medication?
See, I think they take it just to get past the lack of stimulation.
So,
they need the very smallest amount of stimulation possible
to in be able order to get the tool
get about
to
their
work.
Business. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to bring this to the light in the forefront of the country.
Yes,
you know,
I
we're
agree.
Worried about politics. We're worried about COVID. We're worried about issues in Afghanistan.
Right.
What about ED?
I don't know. You know what I'm worried about?
What?
Is if you've pissed yourself.
Pissed myself.
Because we've gone a long time.
Oh, shit. Oh, thank you for bringing that up.
You haven't even mentioned.
Hang on. Okay, I'm going right now.
Okay.
Horatio! Okay. Hang on.
Be right. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wow.
It's going. Okay, so we're going to make up a sponsorship.
Yeah, no, let's do one for real.
Okay, it's recording. Go.
Okay,
I'll start.
Hi, folks. Welcome. We just want to bring up our new sponsor today.
Oh, who is it?
It's a new fantastic product. It's called Pellicino.
Pellicino?
Yes. Somebody just combined sparkling water and cappuccino.
Pellicino.
So it not only refreshes you
uh-huh.
and gives you that little sparkling, like that throat burn, you know, that uh-huh. you get from uh-huh. carbonation. I love that.
Oh, yes.
I love that. I don't
That's
know what
half,
it is.
That's half the thing of drinking this pea stuff.
Yes.
Pellicino.
Pellicino.
Yes.
But it has a little caffeine in it. It's got uh-huh. a little coffee.
Uh-huh, a little coffee.
In there. And it's delicious. So we think we should you run to your favorite store because it's everywhere.
Yeah, free six-pack on Sleepless in Seattle.
That's right. You yeah. find it. Tell them it's
you
on us.
You found it. Enjoy
that's
your
right.
coffee.
Enjoy your coffee and enjoy your Pellegrino.
Hey, do you think anybody's going to believe that's a real sponsor?
No.
Yeah, somebody might believe it. Maybe we'll get a real sponsor. We don't know.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. But
Wait, is it going?
No, we need to wait for a minute.
Okay. No, it's going.
It's going.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hey Craig.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. We already did that.
Hey, Craig.
Warren, we only do that once at the beginning of the show.
I want to do it
we
twice.
We don't do. We can't.
I'm half of the show.
We can't.
I'm half. I want to use my
no,
half
you're not.
To say
you're
it
like
twice.
A quarter of the show.
Welcome back to
Everybody
Sleepless.
Everybody comes here to hear me.
No, they don't. They all love me.
You think so?
I don't know.
I love you.
I love you too, man. Hey, welcome back to Sleepless in Seattle.
Welcome back. Thank you for being here.
So we want to broach a topic here. We were talking about ED.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, in our opinion, I think a lot of ED has to do with lack of stimulation.
Yeah. So I don't know that we would actually call that erectile dysfunction.
But I think it's been labeled. Because there's a lot of money in selling pharmaceuticals,
sure
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's
right?
a ton.
Yeah.
And it's I really do believe that we've... And we've become such a quick fix society.
Instant gratitude.
Yes. And we don't want to talk about things.
Right.
And I think bedroom things are one of those things that we don't want to talk with our partners
right.
about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if something is wrong or uh-huh. if something's not happening, we're just going to fix it ourselves.
Right. Just go to the doctor.
Just take a pill and get it done when we actually should be having the conversation of, hey, you know, we need to work on some things.
Yeah.
And like discover each other a little bit. And,
yeah.
And there needs to be a little play.
So,
and not
okay.
just lay down and hammer it.
What is the definition of foreplay?
The definition? I
yeah.
don't know. Would you like me to look it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a really good website. It's called Urban Dictionary.
Oh,
yeah.
boy.
And I think what's happened is we have forgotten about some of these things in our society. And these things that we have forgotten about have led to major leaps and bounds of success in the pharmaceutical industry instead of just dealing with what the actual issue is.
You know, and this covers a lot of it. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Yes.
Okay.
A foreplay is a set of emotionally and physically intimate acts between two or more people meant to create sexual arousal and desire for sexual activity.
Right.
Although foreplay is typically understood as physical sexual activity, non-physical activities such as mental or verbal acts may be in some contexts be foreplay. Foreplay can mean different things to different people.
Oh!
Yeah. So that's interesting. And I agree with that it's not always just a physical act.
No.
No, it's...
No.
You know, lots of things can be said during the day or, you know, whenever it might, you know,
yeah.
there's always different scenarios.
A brush
and
up.
There should be.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be boring as a motherfucker.
Yes.
Right?
I think this whole issue is, you know, there's a lot to be said about the chase, right? It's not yes. necessarily about the destination. It's about the adventure of getting
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree completely.
And I think foreplay has a lot to do with the adventure.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times it's misperceived as giving somebody a blowjob in public. And that's not foreplay.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And from your significant other,
yeah.
It can be brushed up against. It can be touched. It can be a statement.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of ED would go away if that was brought back?
I do. If that was brought back, I think porn has gotten in the way, quite honestly,
yes.
somewhat, because now there's big expectations.
Yes.
And it's like drugs. You know, if you watch porn and if you it's like, okay, you do like regular, normal, like vanilla porn is like marijuana.
Right.
And then
you always want to get a little higher,
man. You need something more. You need that little extra stimulation.
A little higher,
so
a little higher.
Going and going and going. Well, then your expectations for your partner become greater.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I think the emotional play becomes out of it. The verbal play comes out of it.
What was the first porno you ever saw?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't remember, quite honestly.
Mine was Debbie Does Dallas.
Was it really?
Oh, man.
Really?
Oh, that was a shocker for a 5-year-old. But, you know,
mine was my parents.
Probably,
yeah.
Peeking through the door at night.
Yeah. No, walking in and being frightened to death.
Whoa!
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you hurting my mom?
Yeah. And the reality is, I think porn has done more damage than good.
I think it has.
To our society.
Yeah. And I think it has its place.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it per se. But it's what we do with it.
And the overusage of it as well.
The overuse and the dependency.
Yeah. And we also start to think that's going to become the reality.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way,
it
man.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Who wants it to work like that? That would be a lot of work.
No. No. Yeah. Never, 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 never.
And it takes, because intrinsically it's a beautiful act.
Correct.
But it removes that. In my Correct. Opinion, it removes that.
No, it removes the emotional connection.
Because yeah, it does that too.
I think ED has a lot to do with the emotional connection.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you have a tremendous emotional connection with your partner, then that experience is going to come to fruition and meet expectations.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
But and then you throw foreplay and you throw in the other forms of excitement, then you're just like over the top.
That's right.
Right?
Overly excited.
Yeah. Overly. So
but
what?
Wrongly excited, in my opinion.
Yes.
I mean, it's not there's, I believe that everything is okay in the bedroom.
Right.
If you're both into it and you both want it.
Do it.
Do it up.
Yeah.
But I am concerned about what is going into the bedroom.
Correct.
For people. I want people to
because
enjoy, and it should be something that brings you closer to your
Because we've been trained by society to look to external sources for our satisfaction.
Right. External, in every venue.
Yeah, in everything we do, man. What about us?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we're pretty well equipped to do that.
We are. We're born equipped to do that.
Yeah.
In all ways. Emotionally, physically, everything. We're ready for that.
Okay, so here goes. We are fucking serious tonight.
What's that about?
I know, man. Hey, but listen.
Lighten up, Warren.
I'm trying. Listen to this. Listen to this. Okay. What are acceptable forms of stimulation?
If you both agree to it, I think anything is. I think it's acceptable.
You're talking farm animals. You're talking
no
butt plugs.
Not that stuff. Well, no. Sure, butt plug if that's your thing.
I don't know about
but
that.
But if it's a regular thing, I think that's an issue.
Yes.
But I think occasionally something different for fun is healthy.
Right. Right.
But when it just grows and grows and grows. And then it becomes almost like depravity. And that doesn't bring anybody closer.
And it's almost like you're violating the person that you're with.
Yeah.
When they're no longer enjoying it.
It's like this 50 Shades of Grey thing.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot about it. And it sounds like that they somehow put this thing together and it's supposed to be sensual and beautiful and all these things.
Uh-huh.
But from what I hear, he's hurting her.
Yes, it's
so
painful.
What's good about that?
I fell asleep in that movie.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. It must not have been that good.
No.
It's just kind of tired, though.
I'm tired anyway, but, you know, that's kind of like one of those, I don't know, like soft. I mean, if you're going to do it, man.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like this love thing, hate, love. You know, it was like watching Reader's Digest on S&M.
Oh.
Yeah, and for me, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
No, no.
S&M doesn't appeal to me.
No.
No, in any fashion. Really
leather doesn't. And sex and whips have nothing to do with each other.
I don't like pain.
No. We're not there for that.
I worry about somebody who's, like, into pain.
I know.
That's odd.
Yeah, like biting and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, oh. What do you do for a good time? Go to the dentist?
Yeah. And how do you exceed that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Once the pain no longer is providing the pleasure, what's next?
Well, more pain.
Maybe that's where gerbils come from.
Well, and that's the people like with that auto asphyxiation.
And, oh!
You know, all these things where they're like putting ropes around necks.
Didn't Richard Gere get gerbil stuck?
I think that's a myth. I don't know that really happened.
Have you ever watched him walk?
No.
No, check it out.
Have you watched us walk?
Well, yeah, but it might have.
So do you have a gerbil?
Could have happened.
Oh, boy. How about that?
All right, everybody. Hey.
Thank you for being here. Sorry we were a little intense today, but it's where we're at. So
no, yeah,
I guess I'm not sorry, no?
No, this was a really good episode. Yes. And the fact that we covered some very legitimate information. And I think that it's honest stuff that affects us as a society. ED is not always ED. You know?
It's not lack of. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, we've all been prescribed that stuff, but when you find yourself in a very stimulated, yeah.
That's where the Mormons come from.
From Cialis?
LDS.
LDS!
Lack of dick stimulation.
Oh! And by no means are we affiliated with the Mormon Church.
Yeah. But by no means are we also trying to offend the Mormon Church.
Absolutely not.
No, yeah. We love everybody.
We love our brethren.
Yes.
Yes. Are they brethren?
I don't know what they are.
You're going straight to the synagogue after this episode.
Is that where they go?
I don't know.
The Jewish Mormons?
Jewish Mormons? Are there Jewish Mormons?
I don't know if they go to the synagogue.
Don't they go to the synagogue? Where do they go?
I don't know, but have you ever heard? We're just going to keep going. Have you ever heard of Modest Yahoo?
What is Modest Yahoo?
Modest Yahoo is a rabbi who decided to start rapping.
Yes!
He's amazing. I think I've played him for
Yes, yes.
He's amazing.
What's his name again?
Modest Yahoo.
Why can't they come up with normal names?
Well, maybe that is a normal name to them.
No. You want to be in our market, you got to play in our terms, man.
But they're not really, he's not trying to be in our market.
Is he Jewish?
He's a rabbi. He's got like a Hasidic rabbi. He like had
the twirly things.
But then they said that he was becoming part of the world, the Jewish people, and they kicked his ass out.
Whoa!
Yeah. Now he's like a weed smoking, reggae singing, Rastafari.
So he's living life. So maybe
now he's enjoying himself.
We need to get him here on Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh.
Modest Yahoo, give us a ring. And we're here for you.
Anybody else that wants to talk to us, bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Yeah.
Or our Facebook page. How do you get there, Craig?
Sleepless in Seattle, one word.
So I type Sleepless in Seattle, one word?
No, it's just one. The one word that you type in is Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay, all together, no spaces.
Because the person who set it up, meaning you, fucked up.
I don't know how to do... I don't know social media.
I don't know. That's typing.
Typing. Okay. It's one of the two. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for coming.
Have a great
day.
See
you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.